Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Repack is the body charged with improving recycling and reuse of packaging by companies. It's also a major proponent of the circular economy and, of course, sponsors the Green Business Person of the Month on this programme. It's also the main sponsor of the Newstalk Changemaker Awards. And Zoe Kavanagh is the Chief Executive of Repack. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here with you this morning remind people about recycling their packaging waste.
And remind us what Repack does. I mentioned at the outset, it's all about repackaging and recycling, but it works with companies.
It does. We're a membership organisation and Repack coordinates the compliance in Ireland of packaging waste recycling. So the fact is we can't succeed without our members. We have 3,500 members and they fund 80% the cost of recycling the packaging material waste here in Ireland. We've had great momentum in 2025. We recycled 60,000 tons additional. And today in Ireland,
compared to the previous year?
Yeah, that's an extra 60,000 tons. Mm-hmm. And that means that in Ireland, we are recycling 61% of the packaging waste that has been put on the marketplace.
And where were we a decade ago? Would we have been only about 20% or something like that?
Yeah, we have made well over 15% progress on our recycling rates in Ireland. And we are actually shifting waste from landfill, which, you know, was the popular pathway back in the 90s. Mm. So diverting from landfill, diverting from the incinerator, which is the waste to energy, into recycling pathways. And just to sort of make that concrete for our listeners this morning, what members are doing, they're actually removing complex materials from their supply chains. They're moving to single materials. A great example would be, for example, Ballymaloe. They're now, for their mayonnaise packaging, using 100% recycled packaging. You have the likes of Badger and Dodo, a coffee company down in Cork, taking that foil lining out of their bags and moving to a mono material, much easier to recycling.
Which would break down?
Absolutely. That mono material, single materials, really easy to capture, isolate and recycle. Mm-hmm. And another example would be Donnelly Fresh, the fruit and veg company, actually moving from plastic material for some of their fruit packaging into an interesting sort of paper and bamboo based material. So they're examples of members really changing materials. And in addition, they're reducing materials, and then within their own business operations, they are segregating their packaging waste, segregating at source so that we can capture it and work with the private waste operating business.
And are you also working with the manufacturers of some of these, not necessarily food products, but you're talking about some of the companies and many of them are distributors and many of them are retailers. But what about the original source material that might have arrived from overseas? Can you work with them as well?
Yes. In fact, some of them would be our members. And they are, you know, very interested to work with us and engage with members earlier on in the supply chain to ensure that at the very, very beginning of packaging journey, you're designing for recycling.
Yeah.
So great momentum. But just in August, we've got to be mindful now that
changes are afoot.
Changes are afoot. New European regulation for packaging waste, probably the single biggest change in three decades. And ultimately,
and what will be required after August?
It's going to require us to achieve higher targets. But more importantly, by 2030, there's packaging material that won't be allowed on the marketplace. In other words, if it's not recyclable in 2030, our members shouldn't have it within their supply chain.
Such as?
Complex polymer plastics. You know, they call them, there's grades. And if they're a grade D, mm-hmm, cannot be in the marketplace. So Repack's ambition is to work with their members, make them aware of the changes. We have great resources at Repack, toolkits, experts to help actually transition packaging into more compliant, recyclable packaging. So we're going to work with our members to do that. And just also, we are going to bring more members into our organisation, because mm-hmm, the more members we have, we're capturing 60% of the packaging waste at the moment. We want to get to 70% by 2030 for two reasons. One, it's just environmentally the right thing. But two, the more members we have, the more fiscal capacity we have to ensure that we can fund those pathways to recycling.
Economies of scale.
Absolutely.
Now, you're raising your profile by kind of sponsoring certain events. You sponsor our Green Business Person of the Month, and you're also sponsoring the Changemaker Award, or a Changemaker Award on News Talk for next month. Which segment is that?
Well, what we're looking at is identifying companies that are doing the right thing. I mean, we've had on Pust, we've had CJ Sheeran, who works on pallets and pallet recycling. So the whole ambition there is to identify companies and individuals who are really transforming packaging, recycling, circular economy activities. And that for us helps members see what best practice looks like.
I'm constantly amazed at the quality of the applications that we get. I'm really amazed at some individual companies, fairly small, doing some fairly significant stuff that I didn't think was possible, but they are doing it. And the demand seems to be out there. And when sometimes they come on the show and we give them their award, they say they see a spike in their business because people say, yep, we want to do the right thing, whether that's furniture or packaging or whatever it is. If they think it can help, they try to help.
Yeah, and we're really trying to reach into communities now. So obviously we expect best practice from big multinationals and national companies operating in Ireland.
Because they have the money.
But it's really important to actually get into that community endeavour, capture those materials that can be recycled, and lean into the government's circular economy agenda. And working with our members, both at community level, national level, and working with material manufacturers as well as the private waste operators together. And that's REPAC's role, is to coordinate that agenda to achieve compliance.
And just a reminder, from August, new changes are on their way, and to watch out for them.
Yeah, and contact us in REPAC because we're your pathway to compliance.
Superb. Zoe, thanks very much for joining us. This is Zoe Kavanagh, the Chief Executive of REPAC.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.